But as it relates to the raid of today's daf, just two ha'aras. One ha'ara going back to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, and the other ha'ara related to some of the Divrei Haggadah that we saw in today's daf. So the Gemara said, Maisa b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika v'Rabbi Elazar Chisma shahochu lahakpol p'nei Rabbi Yeshua b'pkiyin. It was Yatif, and they went to visit their Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara brings a whole amid or so exchange that Rabbi Yeshua had with these Talmidim, and the gist of it was they were repeating to Rabbi Yeshua a drasha that was given by the Nasi, by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rashi says, why was it that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika and Rabbi Elazar Chisma went to visit Rabbi Yeshua on Yantar? Says Rashi, Shechayev Adam lechabed es Rabbi, ba'akbal aspanim, a person has an obligation to be lechabed his Rebbe on Yantif, kidarmina b'mesachtes Rosh Hashanah, dafta zayin omid beiz, ma'adua atoy lech haseil v'ayoyim, loy chodesh v'loy Shabbos, and that's the makar, chayev Adam lehakbal p'nei Rabbi b'regal. So it was Yantif, they were Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua, and because it was Yantif, it's for that reason that they went to visit their Rebbe. The Pasuk, when it mentions the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, says, Sholosh pa'amim bashana, yeiroe kol zechurcha, es p'nei Hashem Elokecha. Ba'mokam asher yivcha, b'chag ha'matzos, b'chag ha'shavuos, b'chag ha'sukkos. Sholosh pa'amim bashana, yeiroe kol zechurcha, es p'nei Hashem Elokecha. The hafla in Panim Yafis in Parashas Re'eh says, that why does the Torah say, es p'nei Hashem Elokecha? What is the word es coming to teach me? We know that Shimon Amsuni Hayudirish Kol Esen Shabbatira till he came to Es Hashem Lekechatira. At Shembar Rabbi Akiva and said, even Es Hashem Lekechatira is L'Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. But there were Tanoim that darshined Es. The word Es is L'Rabbis. So the Panim Yafis said Shalish Panim Bashani Yera Kol Schorcha Es Pnei Hashem Lekecha. What is the word Es coming to be Marva? So the Panim Yafis said that Yesh Loimar, that just like there's a mitzvah of Shalish Panim Bashana, a person has to be mekabel Hakadosh Baruch Hu on Yontif. So to chayiv adam lekabel pnei Rabbi beregel is yesh loyim. I'm reading inside the Ramza Torah b'milas es pnei Hashem ki inyan sha'amru. Just like Chazal said es Hashem lekecha tira the rabbis tamid chachamim. So to shalich pame bashani yirah kol schurcha es pnei Hashem lekecha es is lerabbis. The rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, like Es Hashem of the Kechatira is the rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, to teach me that just like a person has a mitzvah to be Oilu Regal, so too a person has a mitzvah to go ahead and to be Mekabo Pnei Rabbi. A beautiful pshat. But the emes is, we know that when the Hafla says things, and Panim Yav is not just saying Torah Loch, he's saying Yesoidus. And really, if you think about it, Likta Yesoid. And that is that the Chi of Lekabo Pnei Rabbi Ben Regal has a sheiches to the mitzvah to be oil regal. Because Shalish Pame Bashani Yerah Kol Schorcha Es is L'Rabbis Tamid HaChachamim. So that there must be some connection with the mitzvah of Chayiv Adam L'Hakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel and the mitzvah of Shalish Pame Bashani Yerah Kol Schorcha Es Pnei Hashem L'Kecha, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, which at first glance is Tzarech Bir. But we're not going to talk about that now. The Ein Kam V'Kaima. But just one ha'ara, and that is, I think, that a very obvious sushtel to this hafla is a tshuva in the Noida B'Yehuda. It's a tshuva that we've spoken about in the past at length. Now we'll just mention it very, very bekitzer. The tshuva was to Rabbi Yeshaya Pick, Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin, and the topic of the tshuva was Rabbi Yeshaya Pick asked the Noida B'Yehuda, so many tshuvas like this between Rabbi Yeshaya Pick and Noida B'Yehuda, we always talk about it, is that the Rambam brings the mitzvah of Chayiv Adam L'Hakbo Pnei Rabbi B'Regel. He brings it in Perikei of Hilchas Talmud Torah. So Rambam brings this mitzvah. One line, a person on Yontif has a chiyuv to go visit his Rebbe. The Turin, the Shulchan Aruch, however, don't bring the mitzvah. They don't bring the mitzvah of Chayiv Adam L'Hakbo Pnei Rabbi B'Regel. And Rabbi Yeshaya Pick's question to the Noida B'Yehuda was, why not? How come the mitzvah of Chayiv Adam L'Hakbo Pnei Rabbi B'Regel, which is Odina de Gemara, doesn't look like anyone in Shas argues with it. So why is it that this is something that's not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch? The Rambam brought it. So if the Rambam brought it in his Yad Chazaka, why would the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch not bring it? So the Noida B'Yehuda said a Dover Nifla. The Noida B'Yehuda said that the Gemara Mesechtes Kedushin Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara says Ein Talmud Chacham Rashoi Lamoim Nipnei Rabbi Elo Shachris Va'arvis. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to stand up for his Rebbe. Only once in the morning, once in the evening. So you're sitting in a room, Bismedish. The Rashiva walks in, the Rebbe walks in, your Rebbe walks in, you stand up. That's pashut mipnei seva takum. That's a chiyuv that a person has. But says the Gemara, ein talmud chacham rasha ilamoy mipnei rabbi elashachas v'arvas. A talmud chacham is only allowed to stand up for his rabbi once in the morning. Why? Kidei shloyeh kvoidoy meruba mikvoid shamayim. Because we don't want a person to give more kavod to his rebbe than he gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? We're mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu twice a day, in the morning and in the evening. When we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So being that we're only doing it for the Eivishta twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening, we can't do more for the Rebbe that we do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kidei Shlayiya Kvoidei Meruba Mikvoid Shamayim Ein Talmud Chacham Rashoi Lamoi Mipnei Rabbi Elish Achas Ve'arvas. So the Noid of Yehuda said a Dover Niflo. He said once upon a time there was a mitzvah for a year to be Oyle Regal on Yontif. And there was also a mitzvah for a person to be chayiv l'adam l'kabel pnei rabbi b'regel. It was gevaldik. You went to the Beis HaMikdash to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then on Chol HaMoed you went on a trip, and you went to visit your rabbi, and you were mekayim two independent mitzvahs. He said, but now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we can't mepnei chatoinu galinu me'artzeinu v'nisrachakdu me'alat v'seinu v'ein anachnu yuchoylim las v'schoy v'seinu. That's number one. Additionally, we can't go up, and we can't be oyle regel either. The two things that the Rambam shtels avek in the beginning, Hilchos Beis HaBchiru, that's the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have. We can't be oyle regel. So if we can't be oyle regel today, we can't be mekayim in the mitzvah of Sholish Pamim Bashani Eirah called Schurchas Pnei Hashem Alekecha. We can't do either regal. If we can't do either regal, you can't go to your Rebbe either. He said, you know why? Because Ein Talmud Chacham Rashoi Lama Mipnei Rabbi Elishachas Va'arvis Kidei Shloyi Kvoyde Miruba Mikvoyd Shamayim. And just like you can't stand up more than twice a day, so it shouldn't be Kvoyde Miruba Mikvoyd Shamayim, so too said the Noyde B'Yehuda, you can't go visit your Rebbe. You know why? Because you're not going to the Makam HaMikdash. You're not going to the Kaisel. So if you're not going there, how could you go here? So said the Noi de Behuda, here's the punchline. He says, the Rambam we know brings halachas that are even negeya Hilchas al Mashicha. The Rambam we mentioned yesterday, Hilchas Beis Abchira, that's Hilchas al Mashicha, Maisei Karbonis, Psuli HaMikdashim. The Rambam wrote on everything, every Irian halacha, even if it's not Nogeya Bizman Azeh. Therefore, the Rambam brings Hilchas al Mashicha. When Mashiach's going to be built, there's going to be a mitzvah again to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi. And being there's going to be a mitzvah again, that's where the Rambam wrote. But the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch only brings things that are Halacha L'maisa. And being that it's not Halacha L'maisa, that a Chayvon L'Kabel Pnei Rabbi B'rega, why shall he hate Kvayd Meruba Mikvayd Shamayim? Therefore, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it. That's what the Noi de Behuda said. But what do you see from the Noi de Behuda? You see this Vart. You see this Yesaid. The Yesaid is that there's a connection between the mitzvah of Chayav Adam Lachlo Pnei Rabbi Berego and between Sholish Pamim Vashani Eira Kol Zechurcha. Does up to Hafla. Sholish Pamim Vashani Eira Kol Zechurcha Es Pnei Hashem Alekecha. Es is always L'Rabbis. What's a L'Rabbis? It's L'Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. Just like Es Hashem Alekecha Tiruz Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. This Es is also coming to be Marba Talmidei Chachamim. Doesn't that imply that there's a connection between Chayiv Adam Lachlo Pnei Rabbi Beregel and the mitzvah of being Oyle Regel? It certainly does. And there certainly is a connection. Kimavua Benoit de Yehuda, the idea of being Mekabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel is giving covet to the Rebbe. The idea of going to the Makam HaMikdash is giving covet to the Makam, giving covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're both in Yonim of covet. And Es Hashem Alekechatir is always the Rabbi's Tamid HaChachamim. So in the Indian of covet Shamayim, there's a Sif Katan called giving covet to a Rebbe as well. The Noi de Behuda said it with a tremendous chiddush la'alacha. That's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring Chayv on Lach Mirab Rel, because it's not halacha that's relevant b'zman hazeh. The Afla said it in a beautiful pshat, in a pasig, in its banim yafas, but either way, shnei chachamim nischavnu l'davar echad, that there's a connection between these are not two disparate mitzvahs. There's a connection between these two mitzvahs. So, but I just want to end this with one ha'ara, and that is we learned the Gemara, and the Gemara really was launched with Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, Rabbi Loza Chisma, Shaholchu Lahakbo Pnei Rabbi Yeshua Bepkin. And Rashi says, why did they go to Rabbi Yeshua? They went to Rabbi Yeshua because it's a mitzvah. He quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin, that the Gemara says, Chayiv Adam, Lahakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. When did this story happen? This story happened after the Churban. How do we know? It's Mefurish in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua asked the Talmidim, Shabbos Shal Mihoisa, who was darshaning the Shabbos? And they told him, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah happened in Yavna. It happened in the Kerem B'Yavna. It happened after the Churban, Ki Yodua, Ve'in Kam Mekoy Mei La'arech. I don't think that's something we have to go back to. Everyone knows that story happened after the Churban. So if it happened after the Churban, and the Gemara says, Mefurish, they went to visit the Rebbe on Yontif, And Rashi says, why'd they go visit him? Because Chayiv Adon Lahakpo Pnei Rabbi Beregels. You see, even after the Churban, they were still going to visit their Rabbi. How does the Shem with the Neid of Yehuda? Shtikla Ara. We'll leave the first raid bite with that Ara.